From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Be the only Arkansas Razorback fan that listens to your show. What are the odds that they have a 10-win season?
I don't know if I want to go 0% on Arkansas.
No, I'm not going to go that because you look at some of those other teams in that division, it suddenly doesn't look as dangerous anymore.
But I feel like after watching one Arkansas game, I'm instantly less excited about Arkansas's possibilities of being really good this year because they could have easily lost to Louisiana Tech.
This thing that SI did, they're making Brock Osweiler out to be the savior of the team, and some of it is just a narrative to sell so they can sell PSLs and season tickets and luxury box seats. What's the waiting list for season tickets?
It's long. Yeah, the Texans don't have problems selling tickets.
The last I saw, the waiting list was like 27,000 people waiting for season tickets.
That's ridiculous.
Pretty sure the luxury boxes are all full, too. I could be wrong about that. So, that, what a dumb comment.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780-ESPN's the number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776.
And did you hit that guy with the dumb comment before or after you promised to be nice to for the rest of the show?
I think that was before.
I hope so.
Well, no, I promised, and then I went right back and talked about manging the guy's mom in a Z28. So sorry about that.
It happens.
Shame bell for me. I would say there's only
shame.
Thank you. I would say there's only about an 8% chance I actually banged his mom, since it's What Are the Odds Wednesday.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it depends on where he's...
It depends on how old his mom is.
Yeah, whereabouts.
If she has all her teeth.
Yeah. I'd say maybe closer to 18%.
Okay.
One thing I want to... That first segment was one of my favorite ones we've done in a while. All of that's on podcastarena.com, by the way. Jesse says, just curious, but how does my bookie get away with promoting online gambling? And it's one of those things I get asked a lot. And obviously, since I'm endorsing them, I think it's fair to answer. But they technically are not legal, but they're also offshore. And they're in another country. So you're putting your money there. You're not actually doing it in the United States. So if anyone's ever going to get arrested for betting online, and no one ever has, it'll be somebody like me they want to make an example of. So you're safe. And you know, I've found this site to be the most reliable in terms of getting your money in and out. Because what have we always said? Part of putting your money into one of these things is the gamble.
Yeah.
But with these guys, I've had no problems whatsoever. It's quick and it's easy. It's nothing like... I mentioned this earlier that I had some money in Bovada left over and played it on horses Monday and ran it up to a pretty good number and tried to cash out. They no longer have the option where it goes right back to your Visa. You can do Bitcoin if you want.
No. Nope.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds like fun. I have to get a check that's going to be from Canada, and when it gets here, I'll have to pay a fee on an international check if it even goes through. And that's one thing about my bookie I like is you don't have any of that BS with them. So, also some breaking news on Carlos Correa. Not good news. Heading back to Houston to get his left shoulder examined. Certainly not playing today or tomorrow. Maybe back Friday if all goes well.
Ugh.
But, again, for a team that needs to...
That team is, physically falling apart. They're playing well, but physically, that grind is starting to catch up with those guys, man.
Yeah, I agree. Let's grab some phone calls. How about Matt? Matt, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports.
Sports to you, Matt.
So I just got a general question. I forgot it's Wednesday, the holiday. I'm sorry, I don't have an odds for you. But
okay.
Why do you think Dana White is doing this? I feel like it's a gimmick with CM Punk. Like with Brock Lesnar, he had a pedigree, proven athlete. That made some sense to me. But with CM Punk, I hope his head gets kicked off. That's the only way I'm satisfied is if his head actually falls off. But why do you think Dana White is actually doing this kind of gimmicky thing?
Because it's going to make him money. I mean, a lot of people are going to buy that pay-per-view either because they love CM Punk, the pro wrestler, or because, like you and I, they want to see him get his head kicked off.
I'm with you guys on the see his head kicked off side. Yeah,
he'll make money off this, though, no doubt.
And he's always been good at that.
Yep.
Look what they built that company into, man. Let's try Don. What's up, Don? Don?
Donnie boy. Hey now. All right.
I'm not even going to tell you how long that guy was on hold to not be there. All right, let's go to Josh, who's also been waiting a while. What's up, Josh?
Hey, man. Sports to you.
Sports to you.
Hey, only because I heard your opinion on it, got a question for you on Braxton Miller. You think there's any potential with him being a sleeper in any fantasy leagues?
Yeah, I think if you take him in the last round as your last pick, I think he's got some upside. But I think in every league I'm in, he's available on the waiver wire. So
yeah, I would say as a sleeper, more if you're in a 12-team league or a 14-team league, more so than a 10-team league, I wouldn't mess with him because they'll be better players right off the bat.
If you're in a 10-team league, the only two Texans that should be the defense should be drafted. The only two draftable Texans in a 10-team or less league are Hopkins and Lamar Miller, and they'll probably both go in the first round, maybe second round.
Yeah.
But other than that, you don't need to look at anybody on the Texans. In 12-team leagues, I've seen Will Fuller go late once or twice, but any of those guys you're taking, you're hoping that they have a significant role in the offense. And quite frankly, right now, we don't know who's going to have what role in the offense. So it's hard to know which one of those guys you should be on. I like Braxton more than I like the other guys, whether it be Jalen Strong or Will Fuller. But I'm also not calling the plays. So I don't know who's going to get the most looks.
I think he's going to have a lot more value about week 6 or 7 than he does right off the bat. But I could be wrong about that. Well, the only thing that kind of scares me about the way the Texans do business, I could see them targeting him 10 times on Sunday and then next week targeting him once.
Yeah.
So, still, I do like the guy. And I think if you kind of look at what Cecil Shorts did last year and then hope he does better than that, then he does have some value.
And hell, a lot of people thought Jalen Strong was the one coming into the season to watch, and I don't know what his role is either. So.
Yeah, I think he's going to play a lot. I really do. And I think he's going to be on the field a lot more than people are expecting. Tanner says, what are the odds CM Punk's head falls off?
That'd be pretty badass. But it would also probably lead to some questions about whether or not MMA should continue to be legal. So I'm going to go low percentage that his head actually falls off. But crazier things have happened.
And what are the odds the Jags break 10 wins? I'm going to go less than 5%
on
that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think the Jags are improved, not that kind of improved.
Yeah, I think they improved to 6-10, 7-9 type team at best.
I think they could sniff 500, but 10 wins, I think 500 is like the absolute ceiling.
And Double Down has a suggestion for Jong. Wants to know if he's tried communicating with the missing intern via Christmas lights.
I have not.
That's a good plan. Call. That's a good plan, Double Down.
Did you finish that yet?
No, I'm gonna try to do it tonight. Okay. Because once we get into Thursday, it's not going to happen until next week.
I'm the same way.
So it's once football starts, man, that's all I can think about. I'm so focused on it. And now this week, though, I saw a tweet. As great as last week was for college football, this week's
going to be awful.
Yeah, we went through some of the games. Well, first time since 2012, no matchups between AP top 25 teams. Oh, so Arkansas TCU may be the highlight of the entire weekend.
Yeah, Tennessee, Virginia Tech, like legitimately is a good game this weekend, relatively.
Yeah, and my buddy Johnny, who's the NASCAR guy, did correct me. The race is not this weekend. It was 2 weeks ago in Bristol.
Oh, okay.
So I knew someone would. Probably not one of our listeners. I don't have any NASCAR listeners.
I was going to say, fortunately, there's no one in my phone who watches NASCAR enough to know that, so I would never get that text.
Well, he also brings me a lot of good beer, so it's worth putting up with. 713-780-ESP is your number. 713-780-3776. Did you see that Fox News settled their Gretchen Carlson lawsuit? She got $20 million for being sexually harassed.
I wish I would have been one of those hot chicks on Fox News. I would have done whatever Roger Ailes told me, and then I would have went immediately up the chain with that thing and started a lawsuit. That's the move.
Yep.
Like, you're like, oh, Mr. Ailes, I can't do that. And he's like, oh, do you want to be on TV or not, honey? And I would just do it, because the chicks who actually did it, I'm guessing, are going to get more money than the chicks who said no, absolutely not, and just got harassed.
Did she keep her job? Is she still on Fox and is that what it's called, Fox and Friends?
I don't know. I thought she was on The Five. But I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, she's on the 20 million now.
Oh, good for her. That's the move. Who needs a career? All you need is a boss who wants to bang you. That's how you make money in show business.
Can we?
Mr. Gals never once propositioned me. Kind of pisses me off. I need somebody with a big fat checkbook who thinks I'm kind of sexy.
Well, I think we had a couple of those who would have done that over at Cumulus, but they don't have that kind of money.
No.
We'd have gotten $8 for it. It's like, well, okay, I guess I'll take it. 713
Yes. So she had to resign.
Yeah, she got forced out. That was part of the deal. So, Josh wants to know, what are the odds Narcos season 2 is as good as season 1? I haven't seen season 1 yet. That's next on my list.
I haven't started season 2 yet. I've heard good things, though. And, like, basically the way it's split up is season 1 is the hunt for Escobar, Pablo Escobar, and his imprisonment. And it goes over the course of, like, several years.
Mm-hmm.
And then season 2 is all basically from when he escapes prison until his death, which is like 2 weeks, something like that.
Hmm.
So it's different. So I'm kind of excited to see how they do the two seasons differently.
So how are they going to do it if it's following Pablo Escobar, if they've been renewed for two more seasons?
They have?
Yeah. It was reported yesterday that it was renewed for two more seasons.
Then you got me.
I'm less likely to watch something like that now that I know that it's been renewed, because I like these shorter ones.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm still going to watch
it for you.
But like the night of
the first season was so great, though. I mean, I'm very excited for season. I don't even know how they'll do it beyond that, but I am excited for season 2.
Hmm. Casey, what are the odds Lamar doesn't get skunked by UH Saturday? I would be,
They'll score something.
They'll score something. I think
they're not going to score enough to make it competitive.
No, and I would expect that if Greg Ward is not 100%, then he's not going to play, and that won't really matter. I think you're going to see a lot of the backups in the second half, and Tom Herman's going to try to not get people hurt because they've got a game on Thursday night coming back, and it's a conference game, and it's a big one. So I don't know what the line is. I would probably try to find out. I try to find out what the number is on Lamar, because I think UH is going to win that game, but I don't see them. I don't see them pulling an Art Briles and running up the score. I think they're going to get a lead, kind of take it easy, and try to get the hell out of there healthy for a Thursday night game. That would be my prediction.
That's probably a wise prediction. Fred, you're a smart man.
Well, knowing Coach Herman, he's not a run it up.
He's not a bully.
No, he's going to win the game. But he wants to keep everybody healthy. So we shall see how it plays out.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Man's Best Friend. You can check him out, mansbestfriend.com. 2331 Bingle Road is the address. And you know who's there right now? My puppy. She's hanging out there right now, getting smarted up, because my wife was, quite frankly, fed up. She's a puppy. She's a jumper. She does the play biting thing. She chewed up a dining room chair. She's just kind of she was a puppy, a bit of a naughty puppy. So took her into Man's Best Friend. I stopped by the other day to drop some food off for her. They said she's doing great. I'll probably have her. I think I have her back a week from today. So it's a 2-week course. And they've told me I should expect a brand new dog, which I'm excited about. My corgis, when I had them, they went there. They came back way, way more controllable. Just makes life easier to have your dog be responsible and kind of understand what you want. Dogs aren't good at guessing what you want. You got to teach him what you want so he'll know. School's back in session. Now's the time to take them in. Your kids are in school. Take your dogs into school. Man's Best Friend, the professional difference in dog training. And it's not just training. They'll board. They groom. They do it all there. Go in for a free evaluation. They'll set up a custom program for your dog to do the things that you want them to do. It's a great place. They're open 7 days a week. Once again, 2331 Bingle Road in Houston. The website, mansbestfriend.com. And listeners get 20% off just by mentioning ESPN 97.5. And right now, go to ESPN975.com and register to win a $250 gift card to Man's Best Friend. They're going to give away one a month through December. So go in. It's free to try. A $250 gift card once a month till December at ESPN975.com. That's Man's Best Friend, mansbestfriend.com.
They don't look very human-like. Now I wish that I could find my clothes, bed sheets and a morning rose. I want to wake up.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. Lamont asks, which Bama RB will have the best opening day? What are the odds? Lacey, Yeldon, Henry. I'll go with Lacey.
I will, too, because he's got the most defined role of the bunch.
And I think Yeldon's certainly going to split some time with Chris Ivory, and Henry is certainly going to split some time with DeMarco Murray.
I could see once DeMarco Murray eventually gets injured, I could see Henry having a big year, though.
Yeah, I think long-term. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I found a story. It's not really sportsy, but I'm just kind of curious.
That stopped us in the past.
It has. I want an answer from both of you guys. Have you read a book in the last year?
Yes.
Do comic books count?
No.
Then no.
Okay.
Have you?
Yes. I've read probably 12 books this year.
Yeah, I haven't read that many, but I read a book about Ali versus Noki, which was like a story about when Muhammad Ali fought a pro wrestler.
Yeah.
And like the pro wrestler, it's a really cool book. Okay. Josh Gross, who used to come on our show, MMA writer, wrote it. It's a really, really cool story.
Well, apparently only 27% of Americans have read a book in the last 12 months.
Jeez.
And I have mixed feelings about this. From a negative standpoint, I have a book coming out, so I want more than 27% of the people to read it. On the flip side, we also have an audiobook business. So if they're not reading, maybe they're listening, right?
Maybe.
That's a positive.
But that's doubtful.
We're doing okay with that. The good news is, despite the fact that only 27% actually read a book in the last year, the mean number of books read in a year was 12. And the medium was 4. So the people who read are reading a lot.
Okay. Such as yourself.
Yeah, although it's been a lot less because I've been working on my own stuff for the last 6 months. I on vacation, I go through 5 or 6 books because I'll just sit there and drink beer and read. And when I'm done playing golf and doing all the stuff we do and we're up there, I like to just sit there in the afternoon with a beer and read books. And I'll blast right through a bunch of them. Interestingly enough, the women read more than men.
That's not surprising at all.
Well, that's why I had to go back and add a bunch of sex scenes for women.
Yeah. What do you mean sex scenes for women?
Yeah, well, that's like...
In your book?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're like, it's something that women would enjoy more than men?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an interesting choice.
Well, you look at that 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah.
Women read that, right?
Are you do you ever get into descriptive stuff?
Yeah.
Like about dongs?
Yeah. Not much of it. Not much of it. I had help from her.
Oh, sure
editor.
You did.
I did. Let's grab a phone call. Ryan.
Jong, how much do you think Fred knows about dong? Enough to write a book about it?
I'm sure we all could since we kind of have one.
Kind of
speak for yourself,
pal. I can hold my own.
Speak for yourself, pal. My own. You don't know what I'm working with.
Let's try Ryan. Come on, Ryan. What's up?
Sports, gentlemen. And if we were talking about that, I'd want to see AJ's point of view on that.
Oh.
But anyway.
See my point of view. Thank God. That you.
Anyways, what are the odds that Garoppolo wins more games with his four-game set than Wentz in Philadelphia or Goff in L.A. for the whole year?
I think Wentz will win more than – I mean, even if Garoppolo goes 4-0, I think Wentz will win more than four games.
I agree.
So I'll go 10% that happens.
I really thought he was going to say he wanted to see your dong.
I thought that's what he was getting
at. I thought that's where he was going.
I'm glad he switched it to my point of view. I'll show you that. The rest, I mean, come on.
Drunk Bevo, will you do a reading of your book on air? It's not.
He'll do an audiobook.
Well, we are going to do an audiobook on it. So.
It's not air appropriate. There's a lot of dong description.
There's a lot of stuff in there that is not air appropriate. That's why there's. You know, very graphic murder scenes and all kinds of stuff in it.
What's the cover going to look like?
Don't know yet. That's going to be determined by the publisher.
Okay.
And like I said, we're
no dong on the cover.
There will not be a dong on the cover. No, right. I can assure you of that.
Because I wouldn't even buy it, even though we're friends.
That's not the whole book. There's just a couple of scenes.
Okay. I mean, a couple scenes. It seems like
most of the best stuff happens at the racetrack. At the poker tables, with the mafia guys, things like that. So it's got mafia and gambling and degenerates and drinking and stuff
dongs.
Like that. And a couple of dong scenes, yes. Just wanted to see your dong.
When you make the movie, are you going to show dong in the movie?
I don't know. The movie is going to be, the director's going to decide what goes in that. Well, there's one scene that, you're pretty much going to have to show.
Are you
going to
be in the movie?
I'm going to have a role.
Not a dong showing role.
No. I'm.
Do you want me to do the dong showing role in the movie?
We're going to have like real actors with real dongs.
I'll do it.
I want to see your dong.
If you need a dong double, I'll do it. Like if you have a really famous guy who's scared to put his dong in the movie, I'll put mine in there.
Well.
Like it'll show Brad Pitt's face and then it'll tilt down, and there'll be my dong.
You want to be the substitute dong?
Yeah, okay. I want to be the stunt dong. Right.
You could be the stunt dong. I honestly don't know what, because there's stuff in the book that's not going to make it in the movie, but there is one scene that there's no way you're going to be able to avoid a dong. Well, there's just no way.
5 feet long and 3 feet wide.
And you know what? If it happens, that'd be impressive. Austin, Acing Racing 3 is geared for the ladies. I'll do an audiobook and play some Barry White behind this.
Yeah.
We're going to the track.
Yeah. So that's how you upgrade track chick. Because racetrack woman in general, it's gotten better.
But it ain't great.
No.
It's like that old lady who sings the national anthem.
Yeah. But a racetrack 10 is a real life 4.5 or 5.
Right. But dudes will fight over at the
racetrack. Oh, God, yeah, because there's only one of them.
Right.
713-780 ESPN. Episode S is a book based on your life before doing radio. No, it's fiction. It's pure fiction, but there'll be recognizable characters.
Are the stories about Dong aren't real? Those are all, they're figments of your imagination?
Well, I will just say, the good...
You had to think about these dongs and then, like... It didn't come from experience.
It's not all dong. You're totally misrepresenting it.
Fred, it's called Dong Jam 2016.
No,
that's the book. That's a pending title.
No, that's
the working title.
That is one I ghost wrote for somebody else.
Oh.
The Dong Society was the sequel to that. Yeah. God, where the hell did all this come from today?
Dongs of the Caribbean? Is that what the movie is?
That's a good one. We got to work on that next.
Yeah.
I might star in that one if I can get the right co-star.
Yeah,
I might actually do that. I don't even need a stunt dong. I'll use my own, or at least better make sure those camera angles.
Yeah,
gotta do the opposite of the fat chick shot from up high.
Is your book going to be called Dong Day Afternoon?
That's a good one. You know what? Let's start writing these down because I'll start working on these. And then when we start our audio book
Wag
sex
the
library,
dong.
That's a good one too.
The Dark Knight Returns.
The Dong Knight. Yeah. Better yet, the Dark Dong Returns.
Dong Lee.
Yeah.
His personal story.
Dong Poets Society.
Yeah, it might be a little bit of a stretch.
No? Okay. Well,
I'm trying to think of it visually, though.
Stretch would be good.
Exactly.
You're trying to think of it visually again?
Yeah, I could actually see them in that in a little cave reading poetry to each other while donging.
Yeah.
Seize the day.
That's right.
Seize something.
Yeah.
Oh, breaking dong, long King dong, silver, king dong.
Yeah.
Dongma. Somebody texted. Oh, we can get Alanis Morissette for that one.
How about Donkey Kong?
Okay.
All right.
Boy, I'm getting some good ones. Who Let the Dongs Out?
That's a good one.
Dong Days of Summer.
Dong Hard with a Vengeance.
Yeah.
Starring Dong Cheadle. Oh, my God. The listeners are on a roll today. Between the Fredisms and the Dongs.
And the Dongisms.
Yeah, they've been great.
I'm going to tell you about DraftKings to break it up a little bit. You know, football is, that's all of our passion. You know, we wait all season long for football. And it's finally here. Tomorrow, first game start. You've put in all this research for your season-long teams. And if you win, you're going to get paid at the end of the year. Of course, that's in January. Nobody wants to wait that long to get money. Good news. You've already put in all the work. You can get that money now. Play for a shot at the $1 million top prize at DraftKings.com. Just part of the $5 million in total prizes they're doing in week one alone. DraftKings.com is the destination for one-week fantasy football. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. You play when you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your players, and follow your team live. You can renew old rivalries. You can challenge a friend in a private league to prove you're the best. You never know what's up for grab. You never know what's up for grab if you do that private league. Or you can join an existing league and go head-to-head with friends, coworkers, and fantasy players from across the country. Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Choose your players. You could seriously cash in week one. Use code Houston and play for free with your first deposit. That's code Houston to play for free for your share of the $5 million in total prizes in the week one contest. Only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. DraftKings.com. Lay down.
To ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Don Quixote. That might be my favorite. My buddy.
That's strong.
My buddy Dwayne texted me, Dong of the Dead.
That's a good one, too.
From Dust Till Dong. If it featured a fatality, how about this? Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead?
That's good.
Just.
The Wizard of Dongs.
The Wizard of Dongs, yeah.
That's where you stole that idea from.
Is it?
I would guess.
I don't know where I stole it from. Okay. What the hell? I don't know how we got on this.
I do. You wrote a book about
dongs. I did. It's not about dongs.
There's a lot of dongs.
There's a dong scene.
It's dong related. Mm. But if you're into that, that's cool. I'm not judging. I'm just saying those things exist in our society.
Well. 713-780-ESPN. And now my phone's blowing up.
Thanks, I'm not trying to dong shame you.
It's dong with the wind. Guys are killing me today. We have something else we can get to besides dong.
Goodwill donging.
Yeah, there's been a bunch of Goodwill type stuff.
Or good dong hunting would maybe be better. I still think Wag the Dong is my favorite.
Wag the Dong. Don Quixote is up there for me.
That's strong, too.
That's probably your Dong winner.
Yeah. That's the leader in the clubhouse.
I don't even know where to go. I really don't even know where to go with the show now.
I don't know either.
Brian, can't we all just get a Dong?
Hi, Fred.
Guys are killing me. Oh, well. I had some NFL stuff, but
that all seems
kind of boring now.
Yeah. Who wants to talk about that after what we've been discussing?
Yeah, they went through all these NFL guys about who was going to be the most, the team that's going to be the biggest disappointment. Mostly the Raiders is who they pick. Teams that everybody think are going to be good. Texans make one. Cardinals make one, but a lot of Raiders.
Yeah. I could see the Raiders disappointing. I mean, I have expectations for them, too. But I think they progressed a lot last year. I think they've got a chance to progress even further. I like that squad.
I do, too. I still don't know if defensively they've got quite enough. I'd like to see DJ Hayden finally do something. But
that'd be nice.
Yeah. I must have 1,000 texts with Dong stuff on it.
Actual Dongs?
No, not actual Dongs. I'm talking
that'd
about
be disturbing.
Dong names. Cheech and Dong.
That's a good one. Cheech and Dong's big adventure.
Or not so big adventure. I think you could go either way.
How about Big Dong Pee Wee?
That's sort of contradictory, isn't it?
Maybe.
If you think about it.
Maybe. Dongzilla. Let's just throw away the rest of our show notes and just talk about Dong movie names for the rest of the day.
I think we've gone through them all.
No, that's pretty much impossible.
No, I think we have. I'm not writing a Dong book, okay? I just want that noted for the record. I was just saying I had two scenes that will appeal to the crowd that likes
Dong.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no big deal.
That's half the population, AJ.
More than half.
That's true. If you want to, well, I don't know. I think it balances out. I don't know. I don't know what the population number is, but it's a bunch of them, and that's the ones who read. And I'm trying to sell as many as possible.
Fair enough.
Because I'm pretty much a mercenary at this point.
Fair enough.
Some of these are...
You're at the mercy of the Dong.
God. Oh, well. Will has a name. This is probably going to be a disaster, but we'll do it anyway. What's up, Will?
What's up, man? Hey, this is Will from Little Rock, Arkansas. I had an Oz question, but before that, I want to give you my book name, Little Red Riding Dong.
That's a good one, too. What about Dongle Book?
I like both those. What else you got?
All right. I want to know, what's the odds of Arkansas beating TCU since TCU doesn't have a good defense?
TCU doesn't have a good defense, but they're going to score a lot of points. I think Arkansas can win. I'll put it at I'll go 35-40% though.
Yeah, I think TCU wins the game, but I think it's close. So, Dong of the Planet of the Apes. Now you're getting into an area of really, well, it's almost a different genre, right? If you're getting into apes.
Ape Dong?
Ape Dong.
Yeah.
Not sure I want anything to do with Ape Dong.
Yeah, that's next level.
Yeah.
That'll get your books pulled off the shelves.
Slumdog Millionaire?
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
That's a very good one. great. This is just an entire segment of Dong jokes. This is what we've come to?
Pretty much.
I kind of knew this is where the show was going from the beginning, right?
You should have known.
Robert gives us a character named Dong Corleone.
Oh, that is a good one.
That would be nice.
How about the Dong Father while we're at it?
Yeah. That would also be Dong Corleone, so you could...
Yeah.
Dong Corleone as the Dong Father.
I bet somebody's done a porno called the Dong Father.
They have to. I'm guessing a lot of these people are sending us their actual porno names. They have to be.
How about
right?
Instead of Scarface, we go with Dong Face?
Oh, now I've got that damn image of that pig from yesterday.
Or...
In my head.
Scar Dong, and you could have the guy with like a scar on it, and everybody would refer to him as Scar Dong. No?
No, that one
give
doesn't work.
Thought.
I'll give it some thought, but that's not really...
Mill it over for a while.
It's not really doing
it. I want you to think
me.
About a dong with a big scar down the side of it, just for a
no,
little while.
No, I don't. I have
just
no interest.
Just think about it.
Yeah, you just put that damn pig with the human face and the dong on its head back in my head. So just, yeah. What was that?
Canned cars.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not on here.
That's on me again. Jesus. I missed it.
It's a long story.
Jesus, dong. What the hell? It's you've had a rough day, John. I don't know what the problem is, but I'm not blaming you for the intern. I'm blaming him for that. Did he ever call back or anything?
He emailed me.
And?
He said he was at work. He misread the schedule.
You accepting that excuse?
Yeah, I'll let that's strike one. Right. You only get two.
Yeah, I like that rule. Don't give these guys too much leeway. All right.
We have deaths next. That's great. I wonder if we can change some of these names. Like Dong Wayne Glover?
Dong Wayne Gacy?
We've got Dong Henry Pee-wee Gaskins. All right, I'll save the dong deaths. But right now, guys, I got to tell you about Houston Can Academy. School has started again, and they need your help. These are kids that have dropped out of other schools, and for a lot of reasons. Some of them have had all kinds of issues. Some of them had to get jobs, but they're good kids, and they just needed a second chance. And that's what Houston Can Academy does, and it takes them in, and so many of them graduate. So many of them take advantage of that and go on and do great things, and you can help. It's real simple. They need your donations because they work around these kids. And by donations, any vehicle that's sitting in your garage or out in front, you got vehicles sitting out in your yard that you're not using. Why do that? All you have to do is make a phone call, donate them. Here's what you're going to get. They're going to take care of all the paperwork. So it's fast and it's easy. They're going to tow your vehicle free of charge. You're going to get a tax donation. So at the end of the year, when taxes come, you're going to be able to write this off. And that's always a good thing. And if you donate today, you're getting Astros tickets. So you do all that. It's so easy. It's so simple. And you're doing a great thing just by getting rid of something you don't need anymore. All you have to do, it doesn't matter where you are, by the way. If you're over in Vider, if you're in Beaumont, if you're in Lake Charles, they'll come and tow it. Just give them a call right now. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226 or online at HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid. All my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure, and I care what people think. My name's blurry face, and I care what you think. My name's blurry face. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One final segment. Are you tired of your puppy ruling the roost and you're looking for a little help? Turning your beast into a sidekick? Man's best friend is your answer. We're giving away a $250 gift card to Man's Best Friend to help you turn a monster into a companion. Log on to ESPN975.com to enter for your chance to win. Offering obedience training, protection training, doggy daycare, and boarding. Man's Best Friend is your answer because they know Fido isn't just any other friend. And we have Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis coming up at 7. And I'm sure there'll be lots more dong talk there.
Woof, woof. I kind of doubt Glenn talks much dong today. That's not really his style.
Drops more F-bombs than we do.
He does do that.
All right, let's wrap up the show the way we do every Wednesday as we celebrate those who have passed away. And we start with 2007, Luciano Pavarotti.
Pavarotti.
Dead at the age of 71.
Dongerotti.
He was Dongerotti. Okay, I don't know if you can turn Steve Irwin into anything, but he was attacked by a stingray.
He's the crocodong hunter.
Ah, well done. Well done. All right. Let's see what you do with John Ritter, 2003.
That's Dong Ritter. That's an easy one.
Okay. 1990, Tom Fogerty.
Dong Fogerty?
Okay. Isn't there a Don Fogerty, though? I don't know if that quite works. All right.
I think that's John.
Okay, close enough. John, 2008, Evan Tanner, UFC champion.
Evan, that's not a good one for me.
Okay.
He died of dong hydration.
Okay. What about Willie Frazier, 2013, Houston Oiler?
Yeah, I got nothing on that.
Well, his first name is
a Willie.
Yeah, Willie.
Willie, yeah. Big Willie. Yeah.
Catfish Hunter, 1999. Dog Hunter.
These jokes write themselves.
They do. Just like Hank Greenberg.
Yeah.
Yep. I probably died of a green dong.
Yeah.
Probably. This one's easy. 1976, Mao Zedong.
What?
That's a real one.
Yeah.
I'm not making that up. Dead at the age of 82. Okay, I've already gave away some of the other ones, but 2001, how about Hank the Angry Drunken Dwarf, American radio personality.
Yeah, he was a whack packer on Stern.
Yeah.
That dude had like the best rock and roll trivia brain ever.
Really?
Ever.
1877, Crazy Horse, the last great Sioux war chief.
The last great Sioux Dong also.
Yeah, Sioux Dong. Is that? Never mind. I guess we've got a lot of dead natives here. American horse.
What am I supposed to do here?
Yeah. Okay, here are your best deaths. Yeah, John, you listed Catfish Hunter twice, by the way.
Oh, my bad.
Wow. Okay. You're going to get an A- today. I got to tell you. I know it's a first, but I think that's going
to
happen.
I think I was trying to decide if I wanted to put him on, best deaths or up.
All right. So here are your best deaths. Joan Rivers.
Okay.
Saw a lot of dongs. Mother Teresa.
Also, Howard Stern at her eulogy said that she had a very dry vagina. That's a little known fact about Joan Rivers, Dong Rivers.
Keith Moon.
That's a good one. Not necessarily for our games purposes, but that's a good death. One of the greatest.
And in 2009, you have one porn star.
You already know what she died of.
I know what she died of. How about Felicia Tangley?
Felicia Dongley.
Yeah. No, if you get this right, you're close on this. You already know.
I want to say she died of asphyxiation, and I give you one guess on how that happened.
She was found beaten and suffocated in her apartment.
That's a go, right?
Yes, that's a winner.
All right,
and we know how she suffocated.
Of course.
And that is your deaths. All right.
We're going to hell for that one.
We're going to hell for this whole show.
That's true.
I think there's not any doubt we were ever going to hell.
Probably not.
I don't think this show puts us over the top or down the bottom, guess,
whatever.
Technically. Now, of course, we'll just play the Dong Show. That's it. All right. We will be back tomorrow, and we'll try it again, and we'll be a lot more sportsy tomorrow.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter. Listen, if your weekends suck because of a DWI arrest, it's not the end of the world. Remember that the tests that the police are giving you are designed to make you fail and designed to send you to jail because they want to have numbers. And you could find a DWI lawyer in the phone book who will go in and he'll defend your case. He'll basically talk to the other attorney. He'll, plead guilty, knock on wood, and hope that the judge goes easy on you. Maybe he's got a good relationship. Gary Trichter, on the other hand, he's a DWI specialist, and he's one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state. And what that means is he is experienced in taking these cases in a trial setting. He's experienced in getting up and fighting against the faulty science and fighting for your rights. Don't just go with any old schmo in the phone book. If you're going to defend yourself, do it the right way. Do it with attorney Gary Trichter. There's a lot of faults in those police tests, and Gary Trichter is very experienced in pointing out those flaws. Give him a call, 713-524-1010. Put his number on your cell phone. You never know when you might need it. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, he is your man. That's 713-524-1010, or visit TexasDWILaw.com. RentersWarehouse.com for attorney Gary Trichter.
ESPN 97.5.